I want to talk with you about a little things about the power of believing. Amen. There's power in believing. The power of believing. I want you to say to your neighbor or to yourself, if you by yourself, there's power in believing.
There's power in believing.
Power in believing.
Say to self, there's power in believing.
There's power in believing.
Okay, we're in the church, but we're not in the church building, but we're still in church. Amen. This morning, y'all stay with me, okay? We're still together this morning, but I'm still hearing you there, but we're still together. Amen. I want to talk a little bit this morning about a group of men, three men. I call them some bad boys. I mean, they believe to the end. Nothing could turn them away. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Good God Almighty. They were some bad boys. I tell you something, you know, but I want to give you a little bit of overview before we get into that. Faith, can you put up the first scripture for me, please? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, without faith, what? It is impossible to please God. You can have all the hope that you want. You can have all the desires that you want, but if you don't have faith, he said it's impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him, first of all, you must do what? You must believe that he exists. Amen? You must believe that your Savior exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And seeking God is more than just going to church. Amen? Seeking God is spending time with God, reading your Bible, studying to show yourself approved, praying time with God, private time with God, amen. Worshiping with God, amen. Serving with God, amen. Being a servant leader is seeking God in the name of Jesus. Studying your word to show yourself approved. But I want to get back for a moment to these three guys, amen, and how God used them and how God showed up in the midst of the heat. Anybody, you probably already know about the story, but I just want to give you a little bit of overview about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar, which was the king. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. I'm going to stay right there, Faith. Okay, stay right there. I'm not going to go there right there, but stay right there. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. He did not worship God. He worshiped false gods. Amen. And we know people right now around us that are worshiping what? False God. You may worship a false God in your own life and so forth. And a false God is not just a symbol. A false God could be something that God, that you, it could be your house. It could be your car. It could be your job. It could be many things that could become your God. Amen. Hallelujah. So stay with me this morning. I'm going to break this down a little bit. I'm going to slow it down just a little bit so we can get some teaching this morning. But Nebuchadnezzar, he made this tall statue out of gold. Amen. Gold, not bronze, but gold, a tall statue out of gold. They said that statue was about tall as a nine-story building. The statue stood in Babylon where everyone could see it. Basically, he was showing off his statue. Amen. You know people that show off sometimes. Don't you, church, this morning? You know people that show off what they have sometimes. Amen. They want everybody to see it. They want it to stand out. Amen. So they can talk about it. Hallelujah. But they said that it was about a nine-story building. It stood in Babylon where everybody could see it. King Nebuchadnezzar called for all the important officials in Babylon to come and stand around this new statue. So basically he said, okay, all my boys, all my rich folks, all my homies, come on, check out this new statue that I got. Sound like pride to me. What do you think about the church this morning? Hallelujah. Then one of the king's heralds made an appointment, an important announcement. When you hear music, and catch this, when you hear music, you must fall down, all right? And worship this gold statue. When you hear music, you must fall down and worship this gold statue. Anyone who does not obey this rule will be thrown into the fiery furnace. Now catch this. Now I want you to think about something. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me this morning. Now, you got to remember, this is the king, right? Nebuchadnezzar. He was saying that, hey, I put all this money into the statue. It's 9 feet tall, 9 stories tall. And when you hear this music, you better bow down. Does that sound like the enemy to you this morning? How many times in your life that somebody puts something in front of you and says, if you don't do this, then I'm not going to do that. Amen. Trying to get you to not believe and have the faith that God has called you to. Amen. So they said, you better bow down. Or else you're going to get thrown into the fiery furnace. Now, let me stop for a minute and slow this down for a second. If you was in a situation and they said, if you confess Christ, I'm going to shoot you in your head right now, would you still do it? If somebody had a gun to your head and said, are you a believer? If you say you're a believer, I'm going to blow your head off. Would you stand up?
Yeah.
Let that sink in for 1 second. I'm going somewhere with this, okay? I know you want to save your life, amen? But these boys wasn't concerned about, here we go, they didn't allow the threats that was coming at them forget who God was with them. Did you catch that? They didn't allow the temptation, the fiery furnace, and the threats from King Nebuchadnezzar to change their mind and change their beliefs as to who God was. Hallelujah. Stay with me this morning. Amen. Stay with me this morning. So that was the rule for everyone in Babylon. So when the people heard the sound of the music, they fell down and worshiped the gold statue like the king commanded. But not everyone bowed down and worshiped the statue because they knew who they were and they knew whose they were. Amen. And they knew who was with them. Hallelujah. See, church, this morning, you got to know in the fiery furnace that he is still with you, even though it may look hot, even though the flames may be blazing, even though it may be seven times hotter like he turned it up on these three guys. Then it says here, three men from Judah, who had been renamed, and they were renamed Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, refused to bow down to a statue. How many times are you going to bow down to things that are not of God? How many times are we going to let these false gods take over our lives? Hallelujah this morning. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. Stay with me. They refused to bow down. Some men went to King Nebuchadnezzar to complain about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't like these men from Judah who did not obey the king's orders. They catch this. Look at your neighbor again and say, don't worship idols.
Don't worship idols.
If you by yourself say, don't worship idols.
Don't worship idols.
And then you have to check this out. Now, these were haters. Amen. See, you got to be careful because your haters are watching you. Amen. So they went basically told King that these men were not obeying his orders, amen, to bow down. So I want you to understand this. The king had made a rule for all the people, not some of the people. The king had made a rule for all the people, and the king reminded them that some of the men from Judah do not bow down and worship your statue. This news made King Nebuchadnezzar angry. Not mad. Basically, he got angry. He called for the men. Asked them, is it true that you do not serve my gods and worship the gold statue I set up? If you do not bow down when you hear this music, if you don't bow down, I will throw you into a fiery furnace. Then what God could rescue you from the power? Have you ever been rescued by God this morning, church? I don't know about you. He's rescued me a million plus times, amen. Has he ever pulled you out of anything that you got into that you know it was only God? Hallelujah. That his hands moving in your life. Have you ever this morning had a situation where he delivered you from alcohol and drugs and pornography and adultery and all types of things? Have you ever?
Thank you, Jesus.
Delivered you and rescued you. Hallelujah this morning. Stay away from those haters this morning. Now let me preach for a minute. Nebuchadnezzar built that tall statue and then he issued this new law. Amen. Because back then, if you broke the law, there was a serious consequence for breaking the law. Amen. And then music was something back then that they really treasured, amen? So he didn't only just build the 9-foot statue, he also gave them something that would make it symbolic that when you hear this music, that's when you need to jump up, get on your knees and worship the statue. The penalty was very severe. Whoever does not fall down during that time and worship will immediately, they didn't even wait, be thrown into a furnace of blazing fire. Daniel chapter 3 and 6. So when the music played, all the people bowed down and worshiped the gold statue. Well, almost everywhere, except for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, I thought about this. When I was studying it, they said they love to worship one true God. Amen. They said they'll only worship one true God and no other gods they would worship. They only was worshiping their God that they believed in. Amen. The book of Daniel says that the channelings, a group of astrologers and interpreters, dream interpreters, took this opportunity to go to the king and tell on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But catch this, church. In verse number 3 and 18, verse 12, it said, not even the threat of death in a furnace that God has the power to save them. Not even a threat of blazing fire could convince these three guys to renounce their loyalty to God. What is keeping you between you and God? What is keeping you from denouncing God? What is keeping you from serving God? What is keeping you saying, God is my God, they love the living God, amen, this morning? What is it? Now, they had every reason to save their, try to save their own lives. And then it goes on to say, they boldly declared that God had the power. Yeah. Woo! Right there, church. They said that who had the power? God had the power. They didn't say they had the power. They said their God had the power. They kept, let me write that down for you a little bit more. God had the power to heal you. God had the power to deliver you. God had the power to bring you out of bondage. God have the power to do anything above and beyond that you could ever ask this morning, church. God have the power. You don't have the power. If you put the power in the situation in God's hand, he will deliver you from it. If he bring it to you, he will bring you through it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Right there, you can praise him right there, church, this morning. If he bring you to it, if he bring it to you, he'll bring you through. He has what? The power. This morning.
The power.
They said God has the power. Now catch this, to save them. He said also, they said, now catch this, even if he choose not to do it, even if he choose not to get me out of it, even if he choose not to give me that new house, even if he choose not to give me a husband or a wife, even if he choose not to heal me, even if he choose not to save my kids, even if he choose not to save my job, even if he choose not, they will not worship the king statue. Amen. See, you got to be so much into your faith, amen, the power of believing that God knows better than what you know. Amen. The power of believing is so powerful that it can change circumstances in an instant.
Amen. Amen. Talk about that today.
You gotta be sold out in the name of Jesus. Sold out, geared up, putting on the full armor of God this morning, church. Now I want to think about this for a moment. Because I thought about this as I was studying it. It said, consider some of these possibilities. God could keep the friends from being thrown into the furnace if he wanted to. Or once in the furnace, God could keep them from being harmed. And if God, and if they perish, God will receive them well into heaven. Their trust in God and believe enabled them to stand firm as they were tied up and thrown into the fire. See, you gotta be so girded, amen, and so strong, amen, to believe in God and to have the faith that even when things seem shaky and shaking all around you, you're gonna take a stand, amen? You're gonna put a stake in the ground. He said, Lord, we're not gonna move from this position of faith.
Amen.
And I thought about that. Nebuchadnezzar saw these, not just three men, now check this out, church, this is awesome. He saw four men Mm-hmm. The pastor. It was three thrown in there. Who was the fourth one? Mm-hmm. God was with them. Amen. He was in them in the fire, making sure they didn't get burnt by the fire, the same way he's with you in the fire, making sure the fire don't touch you. Amen. Hallelujah. Give him some praise right now this morning. He was with you. He saw four men versus three men. Amen. The Bible says you do all things through Christ who strengthens thee.
Hallelujah.
Now you can imagine, now this is the king, church. He said, I know it was three. Where did that fourth one come from? And as I was studying this, I was like, because they believed, God showed up. Mm-hmm. He showed up in a very unconventional situation. Mm-hmm. And we know the story. They said even the men that threw them into the fire got burned up and they didn't get touched. Come on, church. See, when people come, oh, hallelujah this morning. When people come after you, you ain't got to fight it. Let God fight that battle. Hallelujah. They will get touched before you get touched. Do you believe this morning? Do you believe this morning?
Amen.
They said that the Lord will rescue us. They said the Lord got the power to rescue us. The Lord have the power this morning, church, to take you out of your circumstances. The Lord have the power to heal your children. The Lord have the power this morning to bless you. The Lord have the power this morning to bless you with whom you deserve. The Lord have the power this morning if you believe this morning.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
And then he said, King Nebuchadnezzar praised God. Now catch this. And issue a decree. Now, wait a minute. Hold up, Pastor. What are you talking about here? They were in a very terrible situation, the boys. They were seeing like there was no hope. The very king that put a hit on them. Come on, here we go, church. I'm going to use our terms. They had a hit on their life. Because they wouldn't worship another God, an idol. They had a hit on their life because they stood up for what they believe in. They had a hit on their life.
Mm-hmm.
But catch this. The hit man, here we go. Hallelujah. They end up converting the hit man.
Hold up.
Because they believe the hit man
got
converted.
Yeah.
See. We gotta put ourselves in a shotgun position. Here we go. A shotgun position means that we're gonna stand. They say here, King Nebuchadnezzar found out that God was with them.
Mm-hmm.
And King Nebuchadnezzar praised God. And he issued a decree forbidding anyone to say anything against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That is so powerful. He said, not only did he stop worshiping his own idol, he stopped worshiping the true God.
Amen.
Amen.
So God used them to convert Nebuchadnezzar.
Thank you, Lord.
They said in verse 29, therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who says anything against the God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble. For no other gods can save you in this way. Now, see, you know already, I ain't got to tell you this, you know there are some situations that you know only God could have done in your life.
Yeah. Amen.
There's a situation where you can't get yourself no praise about it. You can't take the glory for it. Only him can take the glory for it. Amen. Only he gets the glory for it. Hallelujah. Right now, you got situations going on that only God can take care of this morning.
Yeah.
I just want to say to you this morning, even when Jesus, the catcher's heart, was on the cross, that's not up your faith. Stay right there. Even when Jesus was on the cross, he saved others, but he could not save himself.
Mm-hmm.
In Mark 15:31, Jesus was not physically unable to save himself. He chose to do what? His Father's will. His love for sinners kept him there. Jesus did not save himself so that he could what? Save others. And we have to come to a place, church, this morning. That we have to be in a position this morning where you're not concerned about yourself. Amen. You're concerned about that next person. You're concerned about carrying the gospel. You're concerned about speaking the truth. Amen. You're concerned about what God is doing and not what people are saying. Have you ever felt like you have been thrown into a furnace? Am I the only one this morning ever felt that way? Have you ever had a situation that was pressing you so hard that it felt like fire? And they said that not only did they get thrown in, they said that he turned it up 7 times. Good God Almighty. Most of us, most of us have been in that situation. There we go, Faith. If most of us been in that situation, when he turned it up that next time, you'd have said nothing about God. When he turned up one more time on you, you say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And that next night, forget it.
You're stuck.
I ain't saying nothing. Please don't turn it up no more. But they didn't care about how hot it was because they knew that he was in the furnace with them. See, you got to stop looking at your outside or what's happening on the outside and start connecting to what's on the inside. They paid him no mind, really. They ignored the king's orders. They ignored the law because they knew that if they broke the law, there was a lawbreaker, an attorney to get them out. He got them out. There was a rescuer that got them out. And if we look at this picture, you see 3 men in the furnace. Then you see Jesus, you see God in there with them. Never got touched, according to what the word say. Shoes never got touched. Clothes never got burnt.
Glory.
Don't you know the Bible says, touch not my anointed?
Yes.
Are you anointed this morning?
Yes.
So whoever touch you, they better watch out.
Amen.
See, church, whoever come against you have to be careful because you God's anointed.
Hallelujah.
Stop fighting. Take the chains off of God's hands. Take the chains off of your mind. Take the chains off of your walk. Take the chains off of you. And allow God to work through you. All things are possible this morning with God.
Yes.
I'm not worried about the election. I know God is in control.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm not going to lose no sleep over the election. God is in control. I got a God that's got us covered. I got a God that's got my back and my front and my side.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You got a God. Why are you not sleeping at night? Some of y'all up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, tossing and turning. Well, he out there fighting your battles.
That's right.
Yes.
Why you are not resting in God?
Yes.
When I read this, they tell me that these guys' faith was so strong and they believed so heavily that they didn't care what happened. He said, even if he don't do it, I'm still going to worship you. Even in verse 16, he said, look, even if he don't do it, even if he don't heal me, guess what? I want you to know that's my boy. I ain't going nowhere. Amen. Even if he don't, I'm going to stick with him. Amen. Even if he don't do it, I'm not going to serve no other God because this is what I believe. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know what you believe this morning. Yes. But there's only one God you should be believing in. The true, all-powerful living God.
Yes.
Good word.
I don't care what image you put in front of me. I'm not worshiping it. I don't care what you put in front of me. I'm not going to bow down.
Amen.
Right. See, they was unwilling to compromise. They could have compromised and tried to put a deal together and said, told the king, look, give me one more chance. They never said any of that. They were like, hey, I'm good.
Yes.
Do what you gotta do.
Yes.
I'm good. Do what you gotta do. They never got afraid. And guess what? Because their faith was, here we go, church, here we go, negative. Because their faith were tied together because there was two or three in the midst of them. There was three of them.
Yes.
Amen. They tied their faith together and they didn't deviate from their faith.
That's
right.
Because they understood who God was in their life. See, they had seen God do some things before. You've seen God do some things before in your life. Amen. He have a perfect Amen. Track record with you, don't he? Amen. Hallelujah this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He does the things you've seen before.
Yes.
But do you trust him now?
Yes.
Can you trust him in the midst of COVID?
Yes, sir.
Can you trust him in the midst of a election that's coming up? We don't know what the world gonna look like after the election.
Yeah.
Yeah. We already know there's gonna be change. So are you embracing yourself for change?
Yes.
Whatever that change looked like, he already know.
Amen.
So challenge you this morning, church. Let go. Let God. Let go. Let God. These boys were some bad boys. They didn't deviate. And so many times we deviate in our walk. We deviate in our faith. And we let other people put words into our spirits that causes us, here we go, to deviate. Our eyes, that we watch other people and see what they have and what they're doing and what they're not doing. And I said this before, your neighbor at a home ain't on no Zoom call, ain't been to church, ain't been nowhere, and see that they're doing better than what you're doing. But that is a lie from the enemy in the pit of hell, because at the end of the day, you got a God that's got his eyes on you, that's on your team. He's a team player.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
You're worshiping, you're going to church, you're tithing, you're doing all the things that you were taught to do, and seem like things still ain't loosening up for you. But let me tell you something. It's just like a dam of water. When that thing breaks, the blessing's going to overflow you this morning. You ought to praise him for the blessing this morning. I don't know about you. I'm believing God for some new things in my life. I'm believing God for some new blessings in my life. I'm believing God for some new opportunities in my life. In the midst of whatever is going on, the government, they got no control over God. They ain't got the control over the banking system. They ain't got the control over the economy. He is the economist. He is the banker. He is the God. He is the healer.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Please, Pastor, please.
Go to the consultant. He is your consultant.
Yes, he is.
He is your
Glory.
He's your comforter in the name of Jesus this
morning. Yes,
hallelujah. I don't know about you. CNN is not my comforter. I don't go to CNN. You try to see everything that's going on. If you watch CNN all day long, you end up depressed.
Yes.
Amen. For real.
Glory.
Because you don't know what story to believe, but there's one story that I know that I'm going to put my faith in. Hallelujah. It's the salvation story. Amen. What God has already done for me. Hallelujah. You have no idea how happy I am.
Thank you, Lord.
And not happy because I got things in my life, just to be living.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Don't take the small things for granted, which are the biggest things in your life. Hallelujah. We want to look at the big things, how God blesses of all this stuff. Stuff ain't nothing but stuff. God said there's something I want to pour into your spirit this morning. I want to open up your heart this morning, and I want to put my seed and my word in your heart so that after Sunday, you got something to live on.
Right. Amen. Preach. Amen.
Preach. Apostle and Jerry, I'm going to be with you tomorrow morning. God will be with you every morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why I praise him in my car. I praise him everywhere I go. I don't need nobody. I don't even need a song to praise. I make up my own stuff, even though I can't sing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I make up stuff to make my spirit feel good. I don't know about you, church. Give me the next slide, Faith.
Yeah.
John 5:5. Mm. 5-9. Get a little bit of word here. Well, who is there had been invalid for 38 years? Mm. This is basically dealing with Jesus healing the man at Bethesda pool. Mm. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, do you want to get well? Church, I got a question for you. Do you want to be healed?
Yes.
Do you want to be blessed?
Yes.
Do you want to be set free?
Yes.
He asked him a question. Now, why would this man not want to be healed? In verse 7. Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes ahead of him. Then Jesus said to him, get up! Pick up yourself right now in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you this morning, church, do what? Get up! Pick up your mat and walk. Pick up your situation and walk this morning. Walk alongside your situation. Amen, amen. And I tell people all the time, you know, COVID ain't gone nowhere. We have to learn how to coexist with it.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second.
Pick up!
Coexist with it.
Oh.
You got to coexist with your situation. Amen. You got to pick yourself up. Pick up. He said, get up. In verse 9. And at once, the man was cured. Now, I was thinking about this as I was studying this. He wasn't cured because of what Jesus just said, what he said to him. He was cured because he responded with an action.
Yes.
Hold up. Catch this. This is good. It wasn't the words. It was the response to the words.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I think y'all missed that. Go back for a minute, Faith. Go back one more. When he said, get up, right? That's what the words. Pick up your mat and walk. That was his action he needed to do.
Yeah.
Let me back up for a minute. I'm going to try to get it. Jesus said, get up. Mm-hmm. Now, he had a choice. He could have not gotten up, but he would have never been healed.
Mm-hmm.
There's an action when God speaks unto your spirit that he was crying from you. He said, pick up your what? Pick up your mat and do what? And walk. So, when God gives you a word, right, or revelation, it's your responsibility to respond to it. Amen? To really activate it so it can do what? So it can become into reality. How you go, church? You bringing that now into what? Reality. The word has already been spoken. Now you want to bring that word into what? Reality. Hallelujah. Come on, church, with this morning. The word that God is speaking to you, he's already given you. Now you got to have an action to bring it into reality so it can manifest in your life. Now, then Jesus, there you go. At once, the man was cured. Now, it said at once, right? He was cured. Mm-hmm. It didn't say that he had to wait 4 or 5 days and take some more medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It didn't have to make another doctor's appointment.
Uh-uh. At once.
It said, look, see, we got a God. Oh, God. Woo! We got a God we should call an instant now God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's faster than your cell phone. He's faster than your microwave. Amen. He's quicker than anything you can think of. They said at once he was cured.
Mm.
He picked up his mat and he walked. And see, can you imagine that this man has been looked over, right? People were jumping in the pool way before him. He's trying to get there. They beat him to it. Now, all of a sudden, at once, he's healed.
Mm-hmm.
The day on which this took place was on a Sabbath. Next scripture, Faith. Next text. James 1:5-8. if any of you, lacks wisdom, you should do what? Ask. Simple. A two-year-old can understand it, right? Why do we make it so complicated? Why do we get so deep in our theology? He said, if you don't have wisdom, ask me. He said, who give generously to all without what? Finding fault. Now catch this, church. Wisdom of God is without fault. Did y'all get that? Your fault has nothing to do with him giving you wisdom. Uh-oh. But Pastor, I thought I had to be perfect. You would never be perfect. But Pastor, I sin. You always gonna sin. Well, Pastor, I did something so terrible. Not saying you're always gonna do that. But he said, he gives due to all without finding fault. And it would be given to you. Now catch this. In the natural, people judge you by your faults.
God doesn't.
And they take your fault as an opportunity to do what? Devil not giving you wisdom to talk about you. So he said that without finding fault, which means that it will be given to you if you ask. But now here go the key, y'all. Teacher moment. He said, but when you ask, you got to believe. Matter of fact, if you even believe, keep that mess over there. I ain't got time. I'm going down the street to somebody. I'm going to your neighbor now. Don't even waste my time asking for stuff you don't believe. And then he said, not only you must believe, but you can't doubt. Because because the one who doubts is like a what? A wave of sea, of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. The Bible says a double-minded man is what? Unstable.
Unstable.
Hold up, back up for a minute. Some of his ways? No, you got to be wrong. Some of his ways, right?
All of his ways.
All of his ways. I mean, everything he do is double-minded, unstable. And once that, what happened? Go back, Faith, go back. Go to this, go back.
Go back to James.
We lost my. Yeah, but when you ask, you must believe. So whatever right now, church, that you're asking God for, is it comfort? Is it peace? Is it protection? Is it forgiveness? If it's healing, if you stand in the gap for somebody else, you still got to believe for their healing and not doubt. Because if you're down, this is why I tell people anxiety comes in. Because the spirit and the mind is warring against, and the flesh is warring against one another. Let me say it again. When you unease, when you're not at rest, it's the spirit fighting against the flesh. It's what your flesh see that your spirit can't see, but can see in the spirit realm. Did y'all get that? The flesh is fighting against the spirit. Because we are spirit beings. In a flesh. Your flesh has been trained more than your spirit. Pastor, what are you talking about? Because before you got saved, you operated in what?
The flesh.
The flesh realm. And not the spirit realm, even though you had a spirit. When you got saved, the spirit is supposed to take over the flesh. That's why some things, when you got saved, immediately drop off you. Amen? It may have been stopped cursing. It may have been stopped cheating. It may have been stopped spending. It may have been a whole bunch of things. Because your spirit, man, took over the flesh. But he said, but you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Next scripture. That person should what? Should not expect to receive anything from the Lord this morning. So if you're going through all of them head trips, get out of that cycle. Amen. Trust God. Don't doubt. Believe so you can receive what the Lord has for you. He said, but that person that do the opposite should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is a double-minded and unstable in all they do.
Mm-hmm.
Next faith. This morning, I'm going to challenge you this morning. Where's your faith?
Mm-hmm.
What level of faith are you operating in? Are you operating in Saturday morning faith only? Are you operating in trying to operate somebody else's faith? Where's your faith?
Mm.
That's a conversation that you and God have to have.
Mm.
And as we close out this morning, them guys, they had the faith. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They had the faith to believe that God would rescue them. But he also had the faith so powerful and believed so powerful that even if he didn't, they were not going to serve another God. Even if God don't give you the promotion, you can go serve another God. Even if God don't give you whatever you ask for, are you going to leave him and jump to the next thing smoking or the next thing coming? Or are you going to stand in your faith? Because the Bible says all things are working together for the good for those who love God and call according to his purpose. So if he didn't give it to you, that means he must be working it out for what? Your good.
You're good.
Something that you may not be able to see that's forthcoming. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a situation where you thought about you didn't get that whatever you was praying for and after you didn't get it, you started thanking God that you didn't get it because it would have wrecked your life? It really wasn't what you thought it was going to be anyway, because you heard that from somebody that did get it. So be careful for what we ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Faith this morning. And this morning, we're going to take a stand that as believers this morning, and if you are on this Zoom service this morning and you're not a believer, or your faith has been shaken, we want to pray with you this morning. But we're going to bow down this morning. I want every person on this call to bow down this morning. Humble ourselves before the Lord and worship God. Faith, the next slide. This morning, and remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. Do you want your reward? Seek him this morning, church. I'm seeking him every day. I make mistakes like everybody else do. But I don't let no mistakes stop me from serving God. Don't let your faults keep you from worshiping.
Mm-hmm.
There's a key to the kingdom that's just designed for you. The Bible said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. When you're praying, your hands are closed, and there's nothing that can get between it. The symbolic of praying is closed hands. Amen? So when you're praying, you are sealing your prayers before the Lord this morning with closed hands, coming together. And then with closed hands, let's go into worship. You open your hands and you worship him. Close your hands this morning, church, right here. Put them up. Put them up. Put them up this morning. This morning, put your hands up. Now open your hands up and worship him. Bow down to him this morning. Open them up. Give me some volume, baby. Go ahead. Bow down this morning, church. Fall on your knees. I don't care where you are.
Falling on my knees, I die. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah, this morning, church. We just want to give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Right there in the name of Jesus. Right now for 1 second, the Lord is speaking to my spirit that there's somebody on this call. I don't know who it is, but somebody on this call right now that needs peace, that needs comfort, and that's hurting. Their hearts are broken. For whatever reason, maybe whatever situation has taken place, they come this morning with a broken heart. We want to pray for you this morning in the name of Jesus. We want your heart to be healed. And God is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, there's somebody else this morning that doesn't even know what to do, that's at a crossroad in their lives. Don't know whether to make a left decision or a right decision, standing right there, but you believe it and you trust in God. And you just have not seen your prayers answer at this moment. God is saying that stand still, stand firm this morning in the name of Jesus. I just want to pray this morning before we go on with our service. Father God, we come before you together, united. This morning. Amen. United our faith this morning for whoever that person is that's have a broken heart, Father God. They seem like there's something has just taken their faith, something has just come in, and seem like there's a tragedy or there's something that has come in the name of Jesus and unexpectedly it ripped their hearts apart this morning, God. And God, we ask you right now that you heal that person, yes. Lord God, that you send your Holy Spirit to that person, yes. That individual right now in the name of Jesus, God, that they will lift up their hands and they will just start praising you, God, regardless of the circumstances. Let them know, Lord God, that you love them. Let them know, Lord God, that you're still there in the fire furnace with them in the name of Jesus, Father God. That person, Lord God, is trying to make that critical decision that's going to change the trajectory of their life, Father God, this morning. We want to pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. That person is laying down right now in their bed, in the hospital, at home. We pray, Lord God, that you will speak a word to them. Get up in the name of Jesus this morning, and they will walk and they will be healed this morning by your power in the name of Jesus. And that one that don't know you this morning would come. Surrender this morning to you. And we thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
God, we seal our prayers.
Yeah.
We declare and decree right now, victory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Victory.
Yes, Lord.
The power of belief.